Peggy?
Can I have a little testimony?
Go for it.
This is the word I received. Let the river flow, let the river flow, let the river flow. It is flowing down from me to you. It is flowing down, washing the feet of those that are willing to receive what I have to offer. Immerse yourselves, let the water flow over you. Peace will come if you can let go. Just let the river flow. Words of wisdom will come to those who can allow the water to wash over them. Take time for me. It's all about the relationship. I can only move through you if you would allow me in you. Say la. And I just have a testimony that I'd like to share. Now, this testimony actually is Bob's, and I pray that at some point he will be able to share that with all of you. But I would just like to give you what the Lord has shown me through this experience that he's had. I'd say for about the past 5 years, he and his daughter have been estranged. They haven't spoken much over the past 5 years. And I'd say for 3 years of it, Bob was really in mourning. He was in mourning over the loss of that relationship. It was very important to him. I'd say the past 2 years, he's allowed the Lord to do the work, which is an awesome accomplishment for Bob. Yeah, for any of us, to actually realize that, you know, we need to just let it go. So yesterday we had a gathering, and this had been planned since January. Now, it was planned two times. First time, he ended up in the hospital. The second time, he ended up in the hospital again. So I believe the enemy was really working hard, and the Lord was allowing it because it had to be his time. Yesterday was the Lord's time, and it was Bob's time. I'm sorry, the emotions take over, because it was the Lord allowed him strength and grace to make it to her house, to get up the stairs, to get into the house. He provided family to step up and help him to do those things. And it allowed me to step back and allow that to happen, because it isn't necessarily my job all the time. So we had a wonderful get together. We had a beautiful dinner, and we all went outside after, and Bob's son really likes to smoke cigars, and so he went to the cigar shop, and Bob's son-in-law and his son and Bob himself, we all sat outside. They smoked their cigars. I mean, it was just awesome to see it, and Bob's mind was right there, and he was... You know, and I said to him, well, let me finish. I have to tell you the rest. So now, his son-in-law and he have a relationship through baseball.
Amen.
So Derek went and he dug out his baseball cards, and, you know, I mean, it was just, the whole thing was just so awesome. And so now... this bat is brought out, and a wiffle ball. So now, several people got up, and they were doing the baseball thing. So Bob decides he wants to do it. None of us ever gave a thought to the fact that he has a torn rotator cuff. Didn't even enter our minds. He gets up, his daughter's holding him, and I have a picture of it, and he's swinging that bat. Never came to my mind or anyone else there. So now this morning, or even last last night, he says to me, no, it was this morning, he said, you know, he said, my arm is really sore. And that's when the Lord brought it to me. He was swinging that bat. But you know what? A little bit of pain just counteracts all of it. I put a little pain patch on his arm, and his whole body was aching. He took some Tylenol and just gave it to the Lord. And, you know, none of that matters because of what he experienced.
Amen.
And I want to expose this because this fear came into me today. And the fear was, oh, this was allowed because, you know, there's not much time left. But that's a lie from the enemy, and I'm exposing it right now.
Amen.
And I, you know, it's like the emotions caught me, and it was so real. But I know that it was a lie.
That's right.
You know, it was what it was, and it is what it is, and it was just awesome. And I thank you, Jesus, for all of it.
Amen.
It also can be a precursor to what is to come.
Of what is to come. Amen.
Playing
with the Red Sox.
Or the Yankees.
No.
Just kidding.
What a dirty word.
I mean, all things are possible, but yeah, I love that.
Please.
Anyone else? Judy.
Well.
Come on. You can do this, girl. You see what you do to this house?
Do you see the things I wouldn't do for a hug? Okay. Somebody this morning mentioned something about being a Holy Spirit tactic. Well, I guess that's what this is. Because for 35 years I've been silent. Well, as far as sharing my experiences or letting you know what the Lord has done for me, the Spirit just pressed on me that, of course, Kim was next, holding hand with the Holy Spirit when he was pressing it on me, that I need to, you know, whatever. So, and you know, because sometimes I forget, when you were saying about the pain, but it was worth it, with all that I've gone through, not that it was, you know, it was a blessing what I've been through, and with all that I've gone through, there was a point when my husband came up to me, and he put his arms around me, and for the first time, and we're going to be married 50 years in September, he showed emotion and let me know how he felt. And he was so concerned because I was in a bad situation and he didn't know which way it was going to go. And he was so grateful. I'd go through the whole thing again for that moment. Amen. So thank you for that. Okay. I'm just going to read it because that's it.
You're gonna. She has such a way with words.
We'll have no comments from the peanut gallery. Okay. Never having known love from the moment of conception, I was introduced to God in the first grade, and he revealed his unconditional love for me. Also, at that time, I was told that it is far better to believe when you have not seen than to believe when you have, Because I wanted to be in God's presence, I never questioned, I just believed. As I look back over all the tribulations that I encountered, I realize that God was there with me at all times. He has never left me nor forsaken me. When I had a knife to my throat and another time a gun to my head, he was there. As Deuteronomy 31:6 states, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." I accepted the Lord in 1978 and professed to be a Christian. Thought just repeating the words of the salvation prayer that I was totally transformed. I turned more people against the Lord than bringing them to him. I was on fire, and the Lord was sitting back enjoying the entertainment. I realize today that more people are turned to the Lord when they see the true transformation in us and not by our words. At a pivotal point in my life, I made a life-altering decision and saw myself separated from the Lord, never to be reconnected. These were difficult years. I continued going to church as a front so no one would know. In 2009, during Passover, Doug Fortune had a prophetic word for me, and it was profound, as it was the Father's heart speaking to mine. He revealed his love for me and showed me what he was going to be doing in my life. For the past 5 years, it has all come to pass. Yes, it took 5 years and will continue on as I become less and he becomes more. This, I believe, is the fruit of the seed that was planted at Grace Church when the message contained this scripture, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I chose to believe it, even in my doubt and unbelief. I would say it is written and quote the scripture. Finally, on Good Friday 2009, I was able to accept his forgiveness. The Holy Spirit arrested me and set me apart so that the only one that I could commune with would be the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I had a vision recently of being in church and singing some of the old songs that made me feel so godly, like "Here I Am," "Send Lord, Send Me," and "I Surrender All." It was me and my feelings, not the Holy Spirit working in me. The journey of the past 5 years has been one of true surrender. Just when I thought I had arrived, he would go deeper. I had a very profound and unexpected test right after my son-in-law passed from melanoma cancer. I was diagnosed with colon cancer. I knew that I had to submit and trust God, and I did just that. I had surgery to remove two masses, one malignant, one not. Because it was caught early, I do not have to have any treatment, just yearly checkups. I also was severely anemic when I went in for surgery and was told I may need a blood transfusion. However, the doctor opted to use pills, and they worked. I was also prepared to expect to have a colostomy bag, at least for a short time. When I woke up from surgery, there was no bag. I had 4 laparoscopic incisions and a large surgical incision in my abdomen, and it was very deep. It had to heal from the inside out. I was blessed to have a nurse to care for the wound every day, 7 days a week, for 2.5 months. Being diabetic, everyone was amazed the way it healed. Never once a fever or even the slightest infection. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My last doctor's appointment, I asked him to give me details to give the nurses for the proper care, because, you know, that old control, I tell them how to do their job. And just when I thought I was totally surrendered, and he took the bandage off and his words were, "It is healed." Mm-hmm. Above all else, we need to develop a deeper personal relationship with the Godhead. We need to know the character and heart of Jesus. His heart, how he thinks, what would he do in our situation, so that when we hear that small inner voice, we will recognize him and obey, surrendering all to him and trusting that the final outcome will be... will be his perfect will for us. We cannot do this until we renounce fear. I stood on the following scripture, and you better believe it or I wouldn't be standing here. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And when this all began, I placed it all at the foot of the cross. The Lord showed me the body of believers that he had placed around me in prayer and supplication and genuine love. I saw him working through them. I had a vision of the transformation of the body at the house of prayer. I would like to take a moment and acknowledge my gratitude to the house of prayer, starting when my son-in-law Al was diagnosed in November 2012, right through this present moment. I had asked the Lord recently for a word to sum up what my family and myself have gone through, and the words that he gave me were a well-orchestrated symphony. Not only in my life, but also in the life of my family. The orchestration was set in motion by the Godhead with the utmost precision. Every thought, every word, every prayer, every card, every phone call, every hug brought a blessing with it. We shall know them by the fruit, and the fruit was peace of mind, the peace that passes all understanding. I have seen my favorite scripture being fulfilled in the land of the living, which is 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen.
It's done. I can tell you that back at Grace Church on a Monday morning, that this woman came kneeling at the altar, and I happened to be giving out Holy Communion. And I remember the words because I had never heard these kind of words. And this was the lady that I was giving the bread and the wine to. And the word was,
welcome home.
Welcome home. And I said, oh my God, Lord, what am I, you know, what am I saying? She's home.
And that's why I say you really have to know his voice, because I'm not quite sure if it was really the Lord. I think he questioned it many times. Was that really the Lord that was saying that? And after so many years, I wonder, he must have had some doubt, you know.
Let's say it this way. There are all kinds of young, rich rulers, male and female. And we know he can do something with that. Amen? Well, just close your eyes for a moment and say, Father, I thank you for the ears that hear,
eyes that see,
and my heart perceives what your Spirit is speaking to me. Amen? I want to take you to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. The verse I want to pick on is 28. I'm going to be using the Amplified because I want to pound it home so that it doesn't come out. Him we preach, Colossians 1, 28. Him we preach and proclaim, warning and admonishing, everyone and instructing everyone in all wisdom, in comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. Into the ways and purposes of God. That we may present every person mature. That we may present every person mature. Look at your neighbor, say it's you.
It's you.
And me.
And me.
Fully grown up.
Fully grown up.
Fully initiated.
Fully initiated.
Complete.
Complete.
And perfect.
And perfect.
In Christ.
In Christ.
The Anointed One.
The Anointed One.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Corporately.
Corporately.
Yes. You know, the Holy Spirit is not bound by days and weeks. He is ever present in us to go higher. And sometimes we don't comprehend the fullness of his plan. But back up now to verse 12. Verse 12, Colossians 1, 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people, in the light. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of control and dominion of darkness. Did you hear that? And has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. If you take a good look at that word, you're going to know that you're not going to be all bent out of shape about what the devil's dancing around. Amen. You're not in his kingdom anymore.
Amen.
You're not seated with the demons having a party over your failures. Amen. You're seated at the right hand of the Father along with
Jesus.
Yeah, that's where you are. So we got a lot of people all worked up about what darkness is doing. Stop dancing. He'll play that fiddle until you get quite tired. But if you see this word, it says the Father has delivered me, drawn me to himself out of the control and dominion of darkness. Out of the control. So you're not being controlled by darkness. That's what the word says. But that's not what most Christians are talking about. They're talking about all these things that are happening, and it's always this and that that did it, instead of seeing themselves and how selfish they are. Instead of focusing on how much God has protected you and cared for you, and out of his word, his plan to deliver you and make you mature. And you don't want to grow up because it's going to cost you. You know what's going to cost you? The rich, young
ruler.
It's going to cost you the rich, young ruler. And some of you might be 80 and you're still struggling with the rich, young ruler. Male or female, I don't care. It is still a rich young ruler doing on his or her own what they want, and it doesn't matter who's paying the price. Because they're tired of what? What are they tired of? What are we tired of?
Whatever's going to irritate it.
Whatever? Yes, because it's going to be different for everybody. You know, your testimony, Judy. In order to receive that moment of love, God had to allow an incredible test in your body. And you didn't like it. Okay? What I'm saying is, I've been there. There were times that God allowed me to go through something in my own flesh in order to awaken in someone else what they couldn't see without me being disabled. I'm talking to each one of you. There are times that God's going to put Gail out of mission, and he did that a year and a half ago. For how many months, Gail? Okay, and it started in February, if I remember.
January 4th.
January 4th, okay.
I'm not back here till April.
Okay. I can tell you right now that the woman that's sitting next to you would not be here if it wasn't for the cost of you and your challenge. Because it motivated something in your sister that probably would not have happened any other way, and God knew it. I have privileged information about Bob and what he went through. And I'm not going to spill the beans on what Bob went through. But I can tell you that if I was in his shoes, I don't know if I would have been there yesterday. I don't know if I was in his shoes, if I could have allowed myself, after everything that was done to him. And young lady, you control those emotions much better than me. Yes, you. Because I'll tell you, that man went through hell. Because of lies. And you would not believe what that man went through. If he someday says it, that'll be up to him. But I can tell you this. The challenges are real in life. And he went to the Word and he confessed the Word. He confessed the promises of God. And the rich young ruler in him is dying. Because the fruits are visible. The rich young ruler in me is dying. But sometimes he springs back to life. He has resurrection power. It's called flesh. Try it on for size. Close your eyes for a moment. Say, the rich young ruler.
The rich young ruler.
That's in me.
That's in me.
Loves his own way.
Loves his own way.
Loves her own way.
Loves her own way.
Depending on the male or female of the situation. But right now, I'm learning to mature. And it is costly. It's costing me the rich young ruler.
It's costing me the rich young ruler.
Hallelujah. He's dying slowly. But he does resurrect periodically. Not always with my permission. Amen. Okay, let's go back. 13. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness and has transferred me into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, which means the forgiveness of our sins, past, present, and future. Past sins, present sins, and tomorrow's sins. All of them are forgiven by the blood that he shed on that cross. Amen. Now he is the exact likeness of this unseen God. He is the exact likeness of the unseen God, the visible representation of the invisible. He is the firstborn of all creation. Repeat that with me and close your eyes for a moment. Say, he is the exact likeness
of the unseen God.
And he's living in me. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Holy Spirit.
It is you
that is fully alive in me.
You are
exactly like
the unseen God.
You are the visible. Representation
of
what I can't see.
You are the spirit
of the firstborn of all creation.
And
you are alive in me.
Every time I get out of bed. The creator
of all the universe.
Is
present inside of me.
Inside
and that's something to shout about.
It's
something to create.
Out of my mouth.
Either life or death.
It's
up to my mouth.
To
speak from the Creator.
New
creations.
All
around me.
Every
day.
Seven days a week.
And yes.
Yes.
My children will make me proud.
My grandchildren
will make me even more proud.
Wait till I have great grandchildren.
Like Kim. Yeah. My wife and I celebrated 55 years on Friday.
Congratulations.
Pl- Plus, we went out almost 3 years. Yeah, give the glory to the Lord, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have made it. If it wasn't for what he's done, I wouldn't be here. In case you forgot, the darkness would have liked to put my lights out. And he did try a few times. Okay? And it's okay. Because the greater one, the creator one, is in me. And he's in you. Now, I could keep on going and I could give you a whole bunch of other stuff. But you have had the taste today of what's in Linda and the Christ in her. What's in Olivia and the Christ in her. What's in Peggy and the Christ in her. And what's in Judy and the surprise of Christ in her. Amen?